Today on Hands on Wellness, we're going to talk about light and how it's affecting your body and your circadian rhythm. Actually, it's more about blue light. Stay tuned. Hands on Wellness is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Using the same password everywhere is a security nightmare waiting to happen. LastPass easily creates unique passwords for every site. Visit lastpass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Ant Pruitt, and this is Hands on Wellness here on Twit TV. I hope y'all are doing well. I'm unbelievable, as always. This is the podcast where I like to share with you different ideas and tech that is going to help you get a better grip on your personal wellness. Because, folks, we have so many different gadgets and technological devices available to us way easier than several years ago. Why not find those gadgets and tech that is going to help us get a better grip on our personal wellness? It's really important. We got to take care of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? If this is your first time checking out the show, thank you. Welcome. Now, go ahead and do me a favor and hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app of choice, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or even if it's Overcast or Downcast or whatever those other trendy podcast apps are. Check us out there or just go on over to our website, twit.tv/how. That's twit.tv/how, which is short for Hands on Wellness. Check us out there. Check out all of the show notes, and you can see all of the previous items that we have discussed in further detail. So thank you again for joining us. Now let's go ahead and get started with this week's show. Okay, so we've been talking about just doing a little bit better with our personal wellness because of how things are with this COVID-19 lockdown. A lot of us are spending a lot more time at home, working from home and creating content from home, so on and so forth. That also means that we are staring at screens way more than what we used to. We used to just stare at screens for, you know, maybe 6-7 hours a day at the office or whatever. And then just come home and catch a couple hours of TV, if that. But now, at least from a personal standpoint, I am always in front of a screen, whether it's my smartphone or my tablet or these two monitors here on my desk, because I'm constantly just trying to get things done. And just it is what it is. I am in this studio a lot. I am staring at screens a lot more than what I used to. That's a good thing far as efficiency goes, but it could also be a bit of a detriment far as my circadian rhythms. Well, what am I talking about when I say circadian rhythms? Well, particularly blue light, the blue light wavelength that is coming off of these LCDs that are on my desk, and even this key light that's right here that blasts into my face. Now, this light isn't blue. It's not shooting out just this blue beam of light that puts a cast of blue all over me or anything like that. But it's a wavelength. The blue light wavelength is what's hitting my body and totally affecting circadian rhythms and telling my melatonin levels to just go out of whack and potentially giving me headaches and potentially making my eyes just tired in general or just giving me blurry vision. Now, if you're catching the video version of today's episode, you'll note that I have on a pair of glasses at this time. I'm not someone that wears glasses all the time. I do have a prescription set right here on my desk. I wear them sparingly. I only wear them if I need them because my eyes aren't that bad. But I could still suffer from eye fatigue and just eye pain every now and then just because I'm staring at screens all day. And that blue light is not helping. Well, the folks at Kingston Technology and their HyperX brand sent over a pair of glasses that I could consider and share with you all that's going to help you just be able to take better care of your eyes and help keep your circadian rhythm in check. And that is these Spectre HyperX Spectre gaming glasses. I am not a gamer. And I told them that when I spoke with them, I'm not a gamer, but you don't have to be a gamer to benefit from these types of glasses. These types of glasses are what's called blue blocking glasses, and they are designed to block that blue wavelength that comes off of our LCDs and comes off of all of the lights and things that we deal with in our day-to-day lives. You've heard the myth about Okay, if you can't sleep at night, you probably need to stop staring at your screens, your phone or your tablet, you know, a couple hours before going to bed. And the reason is, it's that blue light that's coming off of those displays. Well, think about having that blue light all day long, just blasting your body. You can minimize that by having some blue light filters for your glasses. And these glasses here, they're quite nice. They're pretty standard when you look at them. So this is my prescription set right there. Just a plain old pair of black frames. Then these are similar in style, but they have a little bit of a tint to the lenses there. You notice it has a slight blue tint there. You can see it when you look at it on the screen. But when you put them on your eyes, you will not see any different. Everything looks totally the same to me. There's no extra hue or tint because of the casting that you're seeing coming from the lights here in the studio. Very, very nice. But these, again, they're designed to block out that blue light that is coming off of these devices. The things that you have to consider with these is, okay, I get these glasses, but what if I need a prescription for them? You can do that. You can take these glasses and get them set up with your optometrist or optician. I always get those two mixed up and see if they can get you squared away with a prescription that's going to allow you to not only block out the extra blue light, but still give you sharp vision so you can work throughout the day without an issue. I'm not going to do that. These would only be squared away just blocking the light, but your mileage may vary. The caveat on these things, you have to consider a couple of different things here. These is just, they only have two different styles of frames, and the frames that I saw out there are in the small and the medium size. I have a giant head and these things, they're a little bit tight on my face. If you look at them a little bit closer, they're just a little snug here, but they're not uncomfortable. But if I had a choice, I would go for a much larger size here. But these things, they're not bad. Just something that you have to get used to, far as the sizing goes. You can get them starting at $100, but if you need to get a prescription form, they offer on the website a way to get the prescription directly through them at a HyperX, and it starts at right at $200, depending upon the types of lenses that you're going to get. Now, when you're wearing these and you get a prescription, you may have to consider you'll end up with some additional headaches. You may want to discuss that with your optometrist and see if that's something fairly common. In my research, I've been hearing several people, they get these blue blocker lenses and have their prescription in them as normal, and they suffer from headaches just from a little while. It takes it a couple of weeks before things tend to even out. In my experience, I have not had any issues with headaches, no issues with my eyes being fatigued or anything like that. Quite frankly, I felt perfectly fine, as if I didn't have anything on at all regarding my eyewear or anything like that. Now, I can't say that this has affected my sleep habits, because in previous episodes, we've discussed just how bad my sleep is. I got a feeling it's got nothing to do with the blue light that I'm staring at all day. I think it's probably deeper than that. So do not go in thinking these glasses are going to be the cure-all for your sleeping habits, because you may have some other underlying issues preventing you from sleeping properly. At least that is my case. But this is something that you still should consider, just for your overall health and just taking care of your eyes and taking care of your circadian rhythm. Again, these are the HyperX Spectres from the folks at Kingston Technology. You can get them on the website. You can get them on Amazon. Actually, they have some links there if you just want to get the frames. But if you want to get a prescription, you'll have to go directly through their website. And we'll have links here in the show notes that allows you to get that. Okay. All right. So do you wear glasses? Do you wear contacts? Have you suffered from just headaches and migraines just from staring at the screen? Are you struggling with sleep because of potential blue light issues? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at hal@twit.tv and let me know your thoughts and comments on these types of glasses, or if you think these would be something ideal for you. And if you have any other wellness progress that you'd like to share with me, that would be great. I'd love to hear that and give you a virtual high five. All right. Thank you all again for checking us out each and every Friday here on the network. Give me a follow over on Twitter. I am @_Pruitt. And I'm also on Instagram with the same name, @_Pruitt. Now, folks, this has been a great week. Let's continue to be well and do well. And I will catch you all next time here on Hands on Wellness. Y'all take care.
Hey, I'm Jason Howell, host of Hands on Android. Every week, I take a look at the Android operating system and the phone that you have in your hands to tell you how to use it better. Is it tips? Is it tricks? Is it little known secrets, experiments, even emails from fans of the show? You name it, we talk about it on Hands on Android. You can subscribe by going to twit.tv/HOA and make sure that you do that so you don't miss a single episode. We'll see you there.